A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan, great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for another week. It's our little episode where we get together and discuss the latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship. Of course, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion and so are we. Visit them now at the Garage online. The website address is garage.repco.com.au. Well, it's Gold Coast 500 race week, and I'm still getting used to saying 500, not 600, because that's what it was for so many years from 2010 to 2019. 3 years since the Surfers Paradise streets have rumbled with supercars. It's going to change this weekend and get them back going. I've got the shorts packed, but I've got to tell you, here in Melbourne where I am today, Thursday as I record this, oh, it's messy. It's wet. It's cold. It's not that flash. So looking forward to jumping on the plane to come and see some supercars around the streets of Surfers this weekend. Bit of news going on. Lots of material on the v8sleuth.com.au website to keep you busy. Have a look at the tweet livery for Thomas Randall. Castro Mustang Car 55 looks a bit different this weekend. So too does the Subway car. James Golding, they revealed that earlier this week with a bit of DJing on the decks from DJ Jimmy Golding. Can't say I've described any other supercar drivers as DJs terribly often over the journey. Jamie Winkup, sounds like he's keen to go around again for the Bathurst 1000, but he has confirmed 888 will be out of Super 2 next year, as it's been covered through our website and other media platforms over the course of time. They don't have any cars for next year, and they've been unable to source any, so they've decided to not run Super 2. They're going to put their energy into, obviously, the main game with the new Camaro and also their Mercedes-Benz program with GT Racing as well. And by the way, too, Erebus Motorsport, this was one that we're across before most people, they've confirmed plans that they're going to sell one of their E63 Mercedes-Benz AMG V8 supercars, which there was only ever four of those made and raced. Betty Clemenko retains all four, but one of them, the car that Will Davison used to win at Barbagallo in 2015, is going to be set to go on the market, which I reckon there'll be plenty of interest in one of those very unique cars. Now, 2023 supercars calendar surely can't be far away. It's been discussed by the boys this week on the Castrol Motorsport News podcast. If you haven't listened, tune in for a listen. Winton will be out, no doubt about it. The mid-September date seems like it's out of New Zealand. You'd presume Hampton Downs and a return to the Bend Motorsport Park. Adelaide 500 set to be the last weekend of November. Sandown 500 sounds like it's coming back, and that will be in an August date. We'll wait and see when that calendar gets unveiled. There's a few little elements to play out with all of that. Now, in terms of this weekend, Gold Coast 500, I thought it was good to do a bit of a refresher on some Gold Coast history because we haven't been there for 3 years. When you look at the winners over the last couple of years, 888 have won last time out. 2019, Winkup and Lowndes won Saturday. Van Gisbergen and Tander won on Sunday. In 2018, Chas Mostert, James Moffat won on the Saturday in the Tickford Falcon. And then 2018 was a rainout. No result, no winners, no podiums, no trophies. So those, I wonder what happened to those surfboards from that race, because no one got them. I wonder where they went. It's an interesting one. 2017, Chas Mostert won on the Saturday with Steve Owen, and on the Sunday, Scott McLaughlin and Alex Premer came from a long way back, 13th on the grid, the lowest anyone's won a supercars race on the Gold Coast from to score the victory. So overall, the winners on the Gold Coast, it's been Jamie Winkup. When you add up the championship and non-championship races, who's won more than anyone? 9 wins there. Garth Tander with 8. Paul Radisich with 5, and then 4 evenly between John Bauer, Russell Ingall, Greg Murphy, Craig Lowndes, and Shane Van Gisbergen, who I would reckon is a fairly good chance to maybe add to that tally this weekend. 888, they've won more than any other team there, 14 race wins, 10 to DJR, most of those, in fact, all bar, I think, one back in the non-championship era when John Bauer and Paul Radisich were so dominant there. Tickford Racing have got 7 wins, and the Holden Racing Team, which, of course, is WAU now, have got 6 when it comes to racing around the Gold Coast street circuits. By the way, this is an interesting one. We dig in the stats before every round. We do all the stats for the television talent, for the commentators and the pit lane reporters, and, of course, our reporters here at V8 Sleuth tend to use some of this stuff on our website in the lead up to rounds. But would you believe, you probably would believe, of all the tracks, the Gold Coast in championship or non-championship supercars races has never had a race with a 100% finishing record. I guess with all that concrete around and longer race distances, we're probably not going to break that one this weekend. I reckon that's a fair chance not to have every car that starts finish each of those 85-lap, 250-kilometre races. Brock Feeney, he's the only driver in the field who hasn't raced a supercar around the streets of the Gold Coast. He did have a run, though, in a Mark car from memory in the GT supporting event back in 2019, the year that he won the Super 2 Series. So at least he knows his way around the track, and he is a Gold Coast local. When you go through the field, there's 25 drivers in the field this year. There's only seven of them who have competed in a single driver Gold Coast Supercars round. Of course, the last time that happened was 2009. Tim Slade, James Courtney, Lee Holdsworth, Will Davison, Mark Winterbottom, David Reynolds, and Shane Van Gisbergen are those seven, and Shane has won 10 of the last 12 Supercars Championship races this season. The race winner started on pole in 15 of the last 23 completed supercar races held on the Gold Coast. And amazingly, the Saturday race from 2010 to 2017, the pole-winning car went on to win the race 8 years in a row. That's a pretty amazing way for that to play out. Remember that this is for championship points. It's the 19th time that the championship has raced for points on the streets of Surfers Paradise. The first time was 2002, but there were non-championship support events at the Indy event, as it was then, 1994, and then from 1996 to 2001. Mark Winterbottom brings up his 50th round start with Team 18. Of course, he debuted with the team for the first round of 2019 in Adelaide, and he is 35 of 35 in terms of finishing races on the Gold Coast. Of course, we don't count the no-result race because you can't finish a race that had no result, but it doesn't really affect his 100% finishing rate. And, of course, this Gold Coast street circuit has been around since 1991 when the Indy cars first arrived. And I tell you what, we do miss them. I really do love watching back some of those old videos, seeing some of those great races from over the course of the year. And it's an interesting one, given that we're going to the Gold Coast this weekend and we have a bit of IndyCar reminiscing, that this weekend there's actually a major auction in the US with Newman Haas Racing auctioning off about 40 of its former Indian champ cars, including the car that Nigel Mansell won on the Gold Coast with back in 1993. Could go for a couple of million. We'll keep an eye on how those prices go. Maybe a little sleuthing budget might be in order to see if we could snap up a car at a good deal and bring it to Australia. How good would that be? Little recap coming into this round of the championship. We have only got four races left in the 2022 season. Shane Van Gisbergen almost there. 567 points clear of Cam Waters. So if Shane is 450 or more up after Saturday or 300 or more up after Sunday, he's got the deal done. Anton Di Pasquale's third. He's another 210 now behind Cam. Chas Mostert's fourth, another 25 back. And that DNF at Bathurst really stung Will Davison. He is another 100 behind Chas Mostert. He sits fifth, 902 points off Shane Van Gisbergen. Brock Feeney sixth, another 332 back from him to David Reynolds. Another 17 points back to Brody Kostecki. 133 back to Andre Heimgartner in ninth. Mark Winterbottom, another 43 behind, sits in the 10. Just outside, Tim Slade, Lee Holdsworth, Will Brown, James Courtney, and Nick Percat, the top 15 in the championship heading into this weekend's round. Now, on Repco Supercars Weekly, we love a bit of on this day. We love a bit of history. October the 27th is, in fact, on this day in 02 that Bargs, Jason Barguana, won the wet second race on the Gold Coast. That, of course, as I mentioned before, was the first year of points being paid on the Gold Coast for V8 supercars, and that was Bargs' last race win in the championship. Of course, he's been on the V8 Sleuth pod before. If you haven't heard the EP, it's a real cracker. Go and listen to EP 27 from Feb 2020. It was one of the last I did in person, actually, before COVID kicked in and we took to recording on Zoom and over the phone and that type of stuff. It was a great chat. If I remember correctly, he also reveals the story of how he convinced his bank manager to give him a loan. He just didn't tell him it was for a race car. It's a good story. Have a listen. Also on this day, October 27 in 2013, so 9 years ago, David Reynolds and Dean Canto won the Sunday race in the Bottle-O Ford. It was Dave's first supercars race win. Remember that those pot plants disappeared off the podium very, very quickly, and the poor chap in the armourall suit copped it with the hammer. This weekend, it is TV time to have a look at. Fox and KO, as per usual. It's a free-to-air round on Channel 7. Mark Beretta, Jack Perkins joined the regular team, so it'll be broadcast on 7 Mate and 7 Plus. But check your guides for what's the go in your state and wherever you're watching and however you are watching as well. Friday, tomorrow, a couple of practice sessions. The Pertec Pit Stop Challenge will be decided. Remember, that's normally done at Bathurst, but it was rained out up there with all that weather. So the Golden Rattle Gun is on the line tomorrow. Saturday, qualifying single session, shootout with 10 cars to run against the clock, 250Ks, 85 laps of racing, and then we do it all again on Sunday. They'll be, by the way, the longest continuous single driver supercar races on the Gold Coast in the event's history, and the first single driver races since 2009, which was the last year that the cars ran on the old longer circuit. When I say longest continuous single driver race, it's a very clear description because in 2009, there were two legs that made up each race on each of the days. Remember, that was in the wake of the A1 Grand Prix not arriving. So the V8 supercar format changed a little bit and they were deemed one race each day, but spread over two legs, a little bit of a unique one there in V8 Supercars Championship history books. So looking forward to the Gold Coast this weekend, looking forward to some sun, looking forward to having racing back around that tough concrete canyon. But next week, it's a big week in the aftermath on the Motorsport Podcast Network. So Castrol Motorsport News Podcast Tuesday with OBL and Steph, all the aftermath from the Gold Coast 500. And on Wednesday, Will Dale and I sit down and look deeply at the Velo Adelaide 500. Where to watch, where to go, all of the info you need ahead of the last round of the Repco Supercars Championship. Anyway, that's me done. Repco Supercars Weekly in the books. If you're wandering around on the Gold Coast over the next couple of days and you spot me, say g'day. Look forward to seeing all of our Supercars fans up there. Have a great weekend wherever you're watching, and we will touch base with you next week on the V8 Salute Podcast, powered by Repco. Thanks for listening.